Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. And I always invite you to check those websites out to see how we might be able to serve you. In Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to 15, it says, Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, Bring up these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name. And you have also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. Moses understood the importance of being in the presence of God. He told him, if you're not with me, I don't want anything to do with it. There have been so many times in my life here at Silver Birch Ranch and Nicolet Bible Institute where I've said, God, if you're not in this, please make it evident. I don't want to be a part of something that you're not a part of. See, there's no way to win there. There's no way to be successful unless God is a part of it. Moses understood that. He saw it from the beginning. Moses understood the importance of being in the presence of God. If God didn't go with him, he wouldn't go. He wanted God to go to favor him by allowing him to know him and obey him. Think about that. Favor me, God, by allowing me to know you and obey you. He considered it a privilege to know God and to obey God. Do you consider that a privilege in your life to know God? If so, are you in the Bible? Are you reading it? Are you studying it? Are you talking about it? Is it a natural part of your life? Not just knowing God, but do you consider it a privilege to obey God? Think about what Moses is saying. Twofold privilege, to know you and to obey you. The principle of walking with God is the same today as throughout history. Knowing God allows me to obey him. As I follow him, I will succeed at any assignment he gives me. Sometimes we make life too complicated, whereas God makes things simple. If I just follow him, I'm going to be okay. If I obey him and he makes his word clear what he says, then I will be successful in the end. There's no reason that you and I need to complicate what God has said. His word is in our language. We can understand what he said, and we can count it a privilege to both understand and obey. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.